From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Gunmen attacked oil industry offices in Khobar, Saudi Arabia today, killing at least 10 people and seizing dozens of hostages. Foreigners, including an American, were among the dead. There are also many foreigners among the hostages. A group linked to Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility in a message posted on an Islamic website. It was the second attack against the Saudi oil industry this month and the latest in a series of assaults against foreigners in the kingdom. Once again, to understand what is happening in Saudi Arabia, we turn to Youssef Ibrahim, a former New York Times correspondent. He is now managing director of the Strategic Energy Investment Group. We reached him in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. First of all, Mr. Ibrahim, could you tell us about the importance of the offices attacked today?
Yes, they are quite important. They are, of course, in the heart of the most productive area of Saudi Arabia. They are in the area also where, generally speaking, Westerners and expatriates feel safer. It's more liberal. It's on the Persian Gulf and all of that. And the previous area, of course, was on the Red Sea. So the repetition of the incident is more remarkable for me than the first time around, and the targeting being the same expatriates working in the oil industry is very significant. It means this is moving according some kind of plan, the purpose of which is to drive essential key personnel who are handling the most sensitive aspect of the Saudi oil industry to leave the country.
What do you think about the claim of responsibility and whether it is credible that there's a link to Al-Qaeda here?
I believe that Al-Qaeda has waged war against Saudi Arabia for the better part of 5 months now. Hardly a day goes by without a gunfight someplace, somewhere inside Saudi Arabia. We don't hear about all the gunfights, but there is a war going on. There is a sincere uprising of some sort. At the moment, it is only by Al-Qaeda and by men who are armed and determined to destabilize the country.
Do you think that that Al-Qaeda is sending people into Saudi Arabia, or do you think that this is a sort of a homegrown version?
No, I fear the second version is the truth, and that's a lot worse than the first version. I think the big surprise, the big shock for the Saudis is how big Al-Qaeda is inside Saudi Arabia and how many adherents it has and how many sympathizers it has and its ability to move back and forth. I mean, many of these people actually, after the attacks on security forces, get away with it. They are not caught. Some are killed, of course. But it's a 50-50 ratio, which says two things. First, their numbers are large. Secondly, the Saudi security forces are not up to the task.
Youssef Ibrahim is a former New York Times correspondent. He is the managing director of the Strategic Energy Investment Group. We reached him in Dubai. Mr. Ibrahim, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.